Darren, last home game of the season, 2-0 win over local rivals. Must be happy.
To be honest, absolutely proud of the players, the effort, everything they give today. You know, bear in mind, we've obviously, well, to be fair, both teams had a game 48 hours ago. But I thought first half, they did some good moving at midfield. I thought not that we struggled to deal with, we were just struggling to get the grips with it. But we'd, the boys had a good chat with them at half time, Gaz and TY, in terms of, you know, dealing with that. Thought second half we might have dealt with it perfectly, to which obviously we get a great result in the 2-0 win. You know, it's better when you score two goals. Delighted for Boyle and Paddy. You know, it just sums up Boyle in the last couple of days, his effort and his energy. It's been second to none, and delighted for him to get that sort of second goal to pretty much kill the game. But the boys were immense. They've worked hard over the last two games, you know, especially in quick succession, 48 hours. And yeah, delighted. So we go to Goole Saturday, last game of the season. And, you know, again, I want to go there and win.
Great send-off from the fans. It must seem like light years ago since there was that bit of disgruntlement at the start of December.
Yeah, amazing. You know, it was never going to be a quick, you know, it was never going to be a quick fix, in terms of, you know, the season and winning the league and things like that. It was about sort of seeing what everything was about, regrouping, getting the team together, putting the team together that will compete. It took us till December to really get that. And as I say, as everybody's seen, we've been absolutely magnificent since then. The commitment that the players have been putting in has been absolutely extraordinary, and on the back of that, we've had a lot of great results, and we've lost very little. But the players, delighted for everybody and associated with the club, the supporters, as you can see today, have been immense from day one. Pal, have been absolutely immense. They've supported the team. They've got behind the team, and as I say, it's all for them.
One or two regulars sort of missing over the weekend. Dempsey, Osborne, he didn't have Birkin today, he didn't have Lawrence Hunter at the weekend. Is that just to mix things up?
Yeah, just to mix things up. There's lots of, to be honest, Lawrence missed Saturday due to a dead leg. Leon, to be honest, is still struggling in terms of back shoulder injuries. And again, it's just to mix things up. You know, there's a lot of players who have been, you know what, patient, sitting on the bench this season. And you know, they've been there. They've, you know, just like everybody else, they've got on. They've worked hard, even if they haven't played, and they mightn't have been happy about it. They've been professional, and their attitudes have been absolutely, you know, superb. And yeah, so you know, giving them an opportunity to come and do. You know, we've brought a couple of them in. Pete Boyle, as a perfect example. You know, he's had quite a few opportunities this season, but there's maybe games that he should have stayed on, there's maybe games that he should have played, but do you know what, his attitude's been absolutely first class, and that's what I was saying. You know, the last two games, Taddy and today, he's been immense, and I'm delighted for him to get the rewards and scoring that second goal.
And the reserves, of course, won their league title.
Yeah,
that must be pleasing for you.
And that's, you know, I spoke about it before in terms of, you know, the club. It's definitely a place that's going forward. You know, the reserves have been superb, again, with a lot of young lads in there. You know, we want to build foundations here. It's not just a quick fix, what you see all the billionaires do of just buying teams and things like that. We want to create something from the bottom to the top to be proud of.
I read your programme notes, and you say the players are happy. They like the mentality at the club, the family feeling.
Yeah.
Fans obviously keen to keep all the players, with people like Chris Sutherland.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've spoken to the players. Everything's very positive, and long may that continue. You know, obviously it'll get down to the end of the season and concreting all them deals, which I'm very hopeful and positive about, because, you know, again, you can see that there's a fantastic changing room. You know, you've players in there who care, who actually have become very good friends, you know, go and do things themselves. And I think that's always important. You know, I think in the past we had issues with the change room not being as good, but I think now we have a fantastic changing room with quality players. I think over the summer we'll be looking to add one or two more to that, and then really go and give it a good crack next season.
Do you give yourself a rest now, or does the work for next season start straight away?
I've always been a worker. You know, at the end of the day, the main thing for this season has, to be honest, to make sure we're in the league. But the big thing you know, the big thing for me is I have to put a team. Now I know the league, I have to put a team together that will go and compete and go and win the league. That's what I want to do. So, no, I don't switch off. The like of games themselves, you know, even Taddy, for example, as soon as that game was over Saturday, I switched to Monday. You know, this game's over today, I switched to Saturday. You know, that's the way I operate personally. It's just every game, the same in the summer. I'll be working, you know, very, very hard to make sure that we give, the supporters something to cheer about and be happy about then the next season when we're hopefully picking up a trophy.
I don't want to put words in your mouth or get you to make rash predictions, but dare the fans hope that next season the team could be good enough to be pushing for promotion?
You know, that we're ambitious. You know, I don't think it's anything wrong with being ambitious. What we want to do, and which I believe we can do, is we can build a team that can compete with anybody in this league. I'm very confident that we can do that. A lot of things happen along the way. You have injuries, suspensions, everything is going to happen within a season. And it all comes down to that little bit of luck and making sure that we can stay clear of them. If we can stay clear of them, and we can, you know, we work tirelessly behind the scenes, you know, you know, because at the end of the day, the people within this football club, you know, the heartbeat of the club, the people who care, you know, give us a desire and, you know, the commitment to go and succeed. And what we want to do is we want to produce for them so that ultimately we can be successful. And that's what we'll be working extremely, you know, hard to do over the summer. Myself, Gaz, TY, and Chris Shaw.
And Dave McGurk.
That's TY.
That's TY, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the relevance of that?
It's just a nickname it was called at school.
It's nothing rude.
No, I don't think so. No.
Brilliant. You know, thanks,
nice
Darren.
One.